Too much is happening in war and peace, in the self-assertion of groups of men long exploited by their fellow men, in the impact of new knowledge, in the pressures of more men living closer together, in changes in the forms but not the depth of moral concerns. Too much is happening to permit withdrawal by those who can bring gifts of insight, balance, and independence to the issues. Moreover, every cherished attribute of a scholarly community is forever under attack from some quarter in society. So long as freedom of inquiry and speech is suspect anywhere, we must be there fighting to uphold it. Yet the sad conclusion that I draw from recent history is that in many of the exciting arenas of action, the academic community has either been too hard to find or too emotional to be heard.